morning and welcome back. Jordan Miller here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. 10:33 this morning, 65 degrees here in downtown Canton. So in a world full of darkness and gloom and bad news, it's great that we have local organizations that are around here trying to make a difference, trying to put smiles on people's faces and just do their part. And I believe that's what the people at the Four Leaf Clover Run Foundation is trying to do, as they try to unite the Akron area and surrounding communities to step up and fight one big cause that we all wish wasn't an issue here in the world, not just America. Joining us right now from the Four Leaf Clover Run Foundation, we have Ed Sutter on the line with us. Ed, how are you this morning?
Very good. Thank you so much. That was one heck of a lead-in.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I was doing some research on this, and the photos, your website, the money that you've raised is amazing, and it all goes towards a great cause. Ed, can you let my listeners know what exactly is the Four Leaf Clover Run Foundation?
Well, I've been, you know, a runner. I'm kind of on the shelf a little bit at the moment, but I've been a runner for quite a few years. And I had a couple sisters that were battling cancer heavy, all right? And this goes back to 2015, where we're kind of fast-forwarding. But at that point in time, they had already been battling for multiple years, both of them, Michelle and Mary Ann, respectively. And I was actually training for the Boston Marathon, true story, in late February of 2015, when I got the news that some of my very close dear friends, Vince and Colleen Sullivan, had just lost their 30-year-old son to cancer. And I was literally going out for a run. And I thought to myself, you know what, I'm going to dedicate my Boston Marathon race this year to Michael. Well, little did I know that a few weeks later, as I was preparing to go to Florida to do business in Florida that I did every year, that I'd get an email from my sister Michelle letting us know as a family that she had made the decision to go into the care of hospice. I'm sorry. And it was a pretty gut-wrenching email. But I had to go to Florida because it was a very important piece of my business that I had to take care of. And that was after talking to my sisters, you know, knowing, well, hey, what do I do? And, of course, we didn't know what was going to happen. You know, it could be a month, it could be a year, a half year, it could be whatever. And so I went down to Florida. A week later, I got the call, and, of course, I was checking in constantly, but a week later, I got a call from my sister Beth that my sister Michelle had passed from cancer.
Sorry to hear that.
As I was flying home to come back for Michelle's services, I thought to myself, you know, Vince, Michael had just died a few weeks earlier. Michelle had died. My sister, Mary Ann, at the time was in her seventh year battling colon cancer also simultaneously. And I thought to myself, I have got to do something. I just can't sit back idle. I know a lot of people in the business community. I know a lot of people in the race industry. I've been fortunate to be friends with many people that have made a lot of things happen, including Jim Chaney, from Canton in the Hall of Fame Marathon, who's very involved in our race. And so I said, you know what, I got to do something. And that was kind of on that airplane was when really the initial idea of the Four Leaf Clover Run came to be.
And how long ago was that?
That was she died in 2015. That's when the idea and the genesis of the race and the foundation first came to be. We launched the race in June of 2016. And I might say that year, our first year, our inaugural race, Mary Ann, my sister Mary Ann, who was battling colon cancer at that point in time, 7 years, she had made the decision. She'd lived in Atlanta for many years, decades, and she had made the decision to move back home to Akron because she felt like she had a calling from God saying that it was time to come home. All right. And so she came home and she actually started our race. She said, on your mark, get set, go for the initial race in 2016. And she courageously walked the course that beautiful sunny day in June of 2016. And unfortunately, we lost her a few months later in December of 2016. So that's the mission, that's my drive, and that's my passion about making a difference for local cancer fighters.
Yeah, you know, it's a tragedy that you and your family's been through just hearing those stories, but you're using their stories now to make a difference. And I believe you've raised in excess of $82,000 just in the last couple years with this race. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's funny is this started truly as a grassroots race. I mean, we really, even though I did know a lot of people, I mean, we didn't have a penny in the bank, but you know, we had a thought and we had an idea, and I pulled together some amazing people in the industry, in the local industry, and we put together a really amazing course. And really an event. It's not just a race. I mean, it is obviously a race at heart, but it's an event. It's an event of coming together, bringing Akron, Canton, all the areas together to make a difference. And we don't stop at the finish line. The finish line is very special, by the way. It's the Taylor Sheeple Memorial finish line that we honor every year. There's a lot of backstories about this race, which makes it so special. But so we do the race. You know, it's a four-mile race. It goes actually through my neighborhood. I grew up in the St. Vincent St. Mary High School neighborhood. I call it the hood, but it's still a beautiful, beautiful area in West Hill, Akron. And you traverse through the brick roads. We say, let's make magic on the brick roads of Akron. You traverse through the brick roads of Akron for a couple miles, and then you dip down into what I call the beauty of Glendale Cemetery, which truly holds the history of Akron. It's a really, really cool cemetery. A lot of races use the cemetery as part of the course. And so you traverse for about a mile and a half through the cemetery. It's a little bit of a challenging course, but, you know, that makes it all the better. And then you take that trek back up Glendale Hill, and you cross, you know, past St. V's Church where the race starts. And then you go dip down, and you go into and enter a really cool finish on the 50-yard line of Green Street Stadium at Akron St. Vincent St. Mary High School. But then we do all kinds of fun stuff. We do the family fun run. Right after that race, actually the race is kind of still going on because we encourage walkers. We want walkers, not just we get an amazing field of runners. I mean, truly, it's a competitive race. But we also love our walkers because the walkers are the way we grow the event. So we encourage people to walk the course also. And then we do the awards and we fire up the grills. We have a barbecue. The House of La Rose is a huge sponsor. So, yes, there's beer. And then we have a live concert, you know, and so we celebrate making a difference. And throughout the course of that event, that we call it the Four Leaf Clovers Finishers Festival, presented by Michelob Ultra, we, you know, raise money various ways.
Well, that sounds great. And this event is Saturday, correct?
It's this Saturday, exactly. Saturday, well, you can register online anytime, right up to race day. Actually, it's always going to be done online. People say, when does online registration close? It never closes, right? Because even if you come to packet pickup and you want to register on site Friday or Saturday, you're still going to do it online. So register online at fourleafcloverrun.org, right? And we will, you know, also be doing on-site registration Friday at the stadium, starting at 3 o'clock. That's at Green Street Stadium in downtown Akron area at St. Vincent St. Mary High School. And then also Saturday morning at 8 o'clock starts day of registration. So you can register right up to the last minute. The race starts at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. The family fun run is at 11 o'clock. And then from there, the rest of the festivities. We don't keep you all day long. We wrap everything up by 1 o'clock, and we have a ton of fun. And hopefully this year, we will hit the $100,000 mark. And if you have a second, I would like to throw in that, where does this money go? It stays local. It's all local. That was a decision we made as a group from the beginning. We didn't want to get affiliated with any national organizations because we wanted it to stay local. All right. And so we've chose a couple organizations that do amazing work locally right here in the Akron area and Canton and the communities surrounding. And that's Project Ed Bear that focuses on kids and child care and kids at, you know, Children's Hospital in Akron. And so they do all kinds of wonderful things for kids. And then we also do the Stephen A. Communell Jr. Family Cancer Foundation, which was a little bit more adult-oriented, and they do amazing things. Between the two of them, they dole out about $500,000 every year for local cancer fighters. So they're amazing organizations.
Wow, Ed. Yeah, that's great. The organizations that you guys donate and give the money to. I really hope you guys can hit the $100,000 mark. For anyone that just is tuning in, can you let them know real quick, where is the race again and how can they register online?
The race starts, it's an awesome course. I mean, it's a family event. We encourage families. Father Norm, very well known in the Akron community, from the St. Vincent's Church, will come out and give us a blessing and get us all fired up. We'll do the national anthem, God Bless America. That all takes place at the start line, which is at St. Vincent's Church, which is a stone's throw from the high school. Everything is within, you know, walking, very short distance, you know. And so the start line is at St. Vincent's Church at 10 o'clock on Saturday. But get there starting at 8, or, you know, register online now, and you can get there whatever time you feel comfortable getting there. There's tons of parking. We ask that you don't park in the church parking lot, because that's where registration packet pickup happens, and there'll be 400 or 500 people gathering there for the participants. But there's a huge lot right across the street at St. Vincent's High School, and then of course there's the stadium parking lot, and then you finish in the stadium, Green Street Stadium, at the high school, which is right across the street. All right, so and it runs through, like I said, West Hill, Akron, and Glendale Cemetery. It's an awesome, awesome course.
Well, good luck this weekend, man.
And you know, another thing too, for those people that are out in the, you know, in the past we've always had like 80-degree, 85-degree days. We got racing weather, and we do attract a very competitive field. Our course record is a 5:03 pace, 2010 time, which is pretty blazing. So if you feel like racing, we got amazing awards, and amazing everything. I mean, they get a cool shirt, they get a runner swag bag, they get the barbecue's free for the runners. You know, this is all included in your registration price. You get one free beer. Of course, you got to be 21 years or older. So you get a lot. You get a lot for making a difference for local cancer fighters. And we encourage, you know, everybody, you know, all you people that are down in Canton, it's a very short drive. Of course, anybody that's listening in Akron, come on down to the St. Vincent St. Mary campus, the brick roads of Akron, and help us make a difference for local cancer fighters.
All right, Ed Sutter.
Foreleafcloverrun.org.
All right, sounds good. I hope you have a great turnout and you guys are able to reach that goal this Saturday. Thanks so much for coming on and good luck.
Appreciate the time.